just in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Do you look at life the way Jesus did? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Shakespeare said that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Well, that's what some people feel about life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We're here. Yes. We're making progress. Yes, we're impacting hundreds of lives every week for the gospel. Yeah. And it's been bad. I'm telling you, how many know the economy's been bad? Yeah. It's tough out there. But can I just testify to you that not only have we seen growth in the area of our ministry, the Lord has sustained us in this economy. Yes. He's kept us. Amen. Lord. We've had miracle after miracle. Yes. When everybody said it can't be done, you're crazy, don't do it, sell the thing, put it out of its misery, move on. I'd be glad we didn't do that. We wanted to expand the school and the preschool. We didn't have the room to grow. It looked hopeless in the natural. But praise God, He's not just a natural God. He's a supernatural God. Come on, somebody. I said He's supernatural. In the last 4 years, we've seen financial miracle after financial miracle. And I want to say for those of you that have been faithful to give, God has taken what you've given and He has multiplied it. He has blessed it and He has put it out in this ministry. And we have seen the fruit of your giving and the harvest of it return back in the resources of this ministry. God has blessed. Amen. And He multiplies it right before our eyes every day. Huh? We've seen our enrollment explode over the last 2 years in the school. We have a high school football, full contact football team in our school. Oh, I'm excited. I'm the only one excited about football, I guess. Come on, is anybody seeing the miracle here? God wants to do something in this next generation. Someone says, well, what's the purpose of Truth Church? The purpose of our church, our philosophy is to reach this next generation. We're only one generation away from losing the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's up to us to pass the baton. It's up to us. Somebody say, it's up to me. What I want you to see is we had a sowing season, a planting season, and we've invested in this crop, and we've invested in the families of this house. That's our crop. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to stop sowing. We're going to keep on sowing through this thing, but we're moving into a place of growing, into a place of expansion, and it's going to take a lot of help. You must be called to be here.
Amen.
The days of Sunday morning, what me seeing you only on Sunday morning, have come and gone. I'm challenging you to get plugged in.
Amen.
I'm busy, Pastor. I'm working, Pastor. I got this going. No. If we are going to reach this next generation, God has called us to give our lives away. Are you really willing to give your life away, or are you just content to show up for church on Sunday?
Amen.
Are you willing? That's my challenge. Amen. Are you really going to lay it down? Are you going to take up the cross, follow Jesus Christ, and impact this next generation for the sake of the gospel? That's what God has called this ministry to do.
Hallelujah.
That's what He wants us to do. Amen?
Yes.
We are purposefully switching gears from a planting into a growing season. And I'm telling you, when the harvest comes in, we are going to have a feast.
Yes. Yes.
We're going to have a feast. We've had good word here. We've had good worship here. We've had the presence of God in our service. We've laid the foundation and we've sowed in this place. We sowed the field for great growth. But I really believe now the Lord is saying, it's our growing season. It's our growing season. And what He's going to do here, we're going to sit back and we're going to go, how did God make that happen? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how He got us where we are right now. I really don't.
That's the fun part.
Amen. I don't. Somebody say, it's time for the growing season.
Time for the growing season.
And it's not going to be easy. We're going to need leaders. We're going to need volunteers. We're going to need people that will stand up and say, I'm not going to sit down and shut up. I'll teach. I'll preach. I'll lay hands on. I'll drive the bus. I'll show up for these kids. I'll volunteer my time down at the summer camp. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll give them the gospel. I'll pray with them. I'll pray with their parents. I'll build relationships with their parents. I'll get them plugged in. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We have to take care of the crop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We, come on, touch somebody and say, I've got to take care of the crop.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you understand when the crop starts growing, that's when you have to be careful to maintain the crop?
That's right.
You don't let it just grow.
Uh-uh.
Come on, isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
You don't just say, well, I'll put the seed in the ground, it'll be fine. It'll be okay. The crop has to have the right environment to grow in if it's ever going to produce a great harvest.
Yes.
If we're going to create a great harvest, then we have to create the right environment for it to grow in. Amen?
Yes.
And I believe that Truth Church is the right environment.
Yes.
I believe that our school is the right environment. I believe that our summer camp is the right environment. I believe that our preschool is the right environment for great growth. And we will see it if we will take care of the crop. How many know there's some natural enemies to the crop?
Oh, okay.
There's some things that go on that are very flesh-oriented.
Oh,
Pastor's going to go down that road. I know. I can hear it now. Yes, there are things in our flesh that will kill the crop. We've got to be careful to take care of it. There are insects that come in and devour the crop before it can ever produce its fruit. Insects like gossip.
Yes.
Insects like bitterness.
Yes.
Insects like ambition.
Yes.
Insects like unforgiveness. And when we identify those insects, we have to get into the pesticides of the Word of God to eradicate it out of our lives so that we can take care of the crop. How many of you understand this morning that gossip is the primary reason for discord?
Yes.
I'm going to try that again on you. Gossip is the primary reason for discord.
Yes.
Huh? Is everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
Hmm? And gossip and discord and bitterness and unforgiveness will kill a crop. I have seen more churches destroyed, more churches split, more ministries die because somebody got upset and went around town running their mouth and putting down the ministry because everybody wants to hear bad news, but nobody wants to hear good news. And people would rather believe a lie than believe the truth. Come on, somebody. When you sow rumor and negativity, you are sowing discord. Oh, it's quiet in here. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 says this. Are you ready for this? I'm going to shock you. These six things the Lord hates. God hates something. Are you ready? Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look. A proud look. Think about that. Come on. A lying tongue. People that just deceive. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that are swift to run into evil. A false witness who speaks lies. And look at this last one, man. Number seven. The one who sows discord among the brethren. Can you see that list up there behind me? Is it up there behind me? Notice what is not on the list. Adultery. Homosexuality. Are you seeing that?
Yes, sir.
Do you know that God does have an order of things that he don't like? And that he hates discord being sown amongst the brethren more than he hates homosexuality. Oh, I hope somebody got saved on that one.
I heard it.
He says it's an abomination. It's an abomination to sow discord amongst the brethren. Why? Because discord causes offenses. It's a church killer. It's the biggest enemy of the church. It's the biggest problem for the church. It's always been the biggest problem for the church. And it will kill a growing season in a church. People don't understand something. People don't like something and they do this. Come on now.
Among his brethren.
And when discord is sown, people begin to lose their faith. We should be stirring each other to righteousness. Amen. Stirring each other's faith.
Amen.
Listen, I've told you this before. The devil's not after your house and your car and your watch and your wallet. He's after your faith.
Amen.
He can get you to believe a lie. He can get your faith. If he can get you to believe that nobody loves you, he can get your faith. If he can get you to believe that everybody in the church don't like you, he can get your faith.
Amen.
If he can get you talking about somebody and putting somebody down rather than building somebody up and encourage them, he can get your faith.
Right.
We cannot afford to go down that road.
Right.
Even if it's true, it's still gossip.
Right.
Oh, I think I helped half of you right there.
It did, right there.
Even if they are low down, good for nothing and dirty, it ain't your business to say so. You're supposed to pray for them and let God deal with them.
Amen.
Even if they do lie, pray for them.
Amen.
Don't come around me with innuendo trying to make somebody look bad when they're my brother or sister in Christ.
Amen.
Don't do it. Because I will.
Yeah.
I'll do it. I'll confront you on it.
Amen.
Don't do it. If you don't have nothing nice to say about anybody, go pray for them.
Amen.
Don't come to me with it. That's what causes the church to become lukewarm.
Yes.
We all get disappointed and our expectations get lowered. Listen, people's lives are at stake here. We've got to stay focused on what God has called us to do. Look in Psalms 92, verse 13. Get ready for this. Touch somebody and say, are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Verse 13. Those who are planted, say that with me. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. It says those that are planted will flourish. Everybody see that? Now it doesn't say those that are transplanted. Those that are planted, not those that are transplanted. Can I just ask you what happens when you uproot a fruit tree and you just transplant it every few months? You know what happens? The root system becomes very dwarfed. And if you keep transplanting, it's going to die. It ain't going to make it. The roots are only going to grow shallow and it ain't going to produce no fruit. The tree actually goes into shock when you do that. Over and over. Listen to me. You know what causes the roots of a fruit tree to go deep? You know what it is? It's adversity. It's adversity. Everyone say adversity. Did you know that adverse weather will cause the root system to grow deeper and deeper and deeper on a tree? I mean, if the tree had its way, it'd say, get me up out of this mess. I don't want to be in these adverse conditions. This is crazy. If the tree had its way, it'd be moving on down the road, down to Florida. But it wouldn't bear any fruit. The adverse conditions are good for the tree. Watch this. In a drought, the root system of a tree goes deeper and deeper until it finds water. It'll just keep extending, searching out the water. And the deeper the roots, guess what? The stronger the tree. Those are the trees that make it through the hurricanes. Those are the trees that have been through 5 or 6 hurricanes that have been around for 60 or 70 years in Fort Pierce, and they still are standing. Why? Because their roots go deep. They just get deeper and deeper. You know, there's people that just go from church to church to church, and all they do is they get offended easily. And when they do that, they don't allow their roots to get deep. They stay very shallow. They go to a church, they hear a few good words, and they're like, I like this. And then they hear the pastor say something they don't like, and they're out of there. Offended. It's like that little word right across their head starts flashing and blinking. Offended, offended, offended. You can see it on their face. Because their forehead wrinkles up, and their eyebrow. Either they're offended or they got some bad gas. But because their roots are shallow, you know what happens? They're dying spiritually. They're offended, and because of the offense, they get offended, and eventually you hear them say things like, I can't go to that church no more. Doctrine's wrong. I thought that's where God wanted me, but he don't want me there no more. I see people like that, and they've been to 20 churches in the last 5 years. Am I helping anybody? And then they'll say things like, I just have church at home now. That's secret code for I'm offended. I mean, the first time you leave a church because of an offense, the second time it's easier to leave out of offense. And the third time it's even easier than that. Why? Because your root system is dwarfed. You're not giving it any time in the soil to grow deep. You're not planted. You're not planted. Psalms 1 says this in verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Now look at Psalms 119, 165. Verse 2 of Psalms 1 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Now Psalms 119, verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law. See that? And what? And nothing shall offend them. Isn't that beautiful? Great peace have they which love thy law. Nothing shall offend them. Now look back at Psalms chapter 1, verse 3. We just got through reading verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And we also heard that they have great peace that love the law, and nothing shall offend them. Now, chapter 1, verse 3 says this, and he shall be, who shall be? He that delights in the law of the Lord, the one that does not get offended. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does, he shall prosper. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord's telling us the person who does not get offended is someone that delights in the law of the Lord. And he's rooted and he's grounded and his roots grow deep. Somebody ought to shout this morning. Come on, say it with me. I'm rooted and I'm grounded. My roots are deep. And even in adversity, I'm going to produce some fruit. Our text was, and these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. I mean, he's not talking about a sinner. He's talking about believers. They received it with gladness. Sinner don't receive the word with gladness. I'm talking about people that hear the word and they get all excited about it and how wonderful it is. And watch this, he says, and have no root. Everyone say no root. And have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution comes for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Don't get offended. We've got too many important things to do for you to be offended at somebody else. I hope you're hearing me this morning. Why are they offended? Because they have not allowed their roots to grow deep. You want to get deep roots? Don't get offended. Grow deep. Get involved. Let God use you like He wants to use you. Don't run from the call. Run to it. Let that root system get deep down into the soil of God's Word. Let Him change you from the inside out. And become everything that He wants you to be. This explains a lot to us. Because there's been many churches that have started out great, but not so great in the end. And the reason why is because their roots didn't go deep.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Meyers.
Who?
Ed Meyers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.